Hey, Yael, take a look at these two pictures of giraffes. Do you notice a difference?
No, not really, Don. They just look like giraffes to me.
Well, the one on the right is a southern giraffe, and the one on the left is a Maasai giraffe.
Wait, you don't mean that they're different species?
Don't worry. Giraffes had scientists fooled, too. Up until recently, giraffes were recognized as a single species. It wasn't until conservationists in Namibia started wondering what would happen if they put giraffes from different parts of the world together, that scientists figured out there were actually four species of giraffe, not one species with different subspecies.
Subspecies can interbreed, but usually don't, right? While it's even rarer for different species to interbreed in the wild because they're so genetically different.
Right. And after scientists conducted a genetic analysis of giraffes in Namibia, they found the genetic differences between different giraffes were so large they had to be separate species, now called the southern giraffe, the Maasai giraffe, the reticulated giraffe, and the northern giraffe. The four groups of giraffes haven't exchanged genes in 1 to 2 million years.
You said conservationists initiated this study, right? So what does all this mean for giraffe conservation?
Well, over the past 15 years, the giraffe population has declined 40%. At this rate, all four species will be gone by the end of the 21st century. Knowing more about the unique characteristics of the four species can help us target our conservation efforts.
I hope it helps. They can't disappear. With this new classification, I feel like I only just met them.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.